A standoff between a SWAT team in Anchorage and 69-year-old veteran Robert Musser ended with Musser's death early this morning after 42 hours. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
Anchorage Police Department Chief Chris Tolley says around 3 a.m., responders discovered Musher's body in his home. It was almost 15 hours after an exchange of gunfire that left two officers injured.
It was unknown at the time whether or not Musher was injured during the shooting.
Throughout Thursday afternoon and into the night, Tolley says there was no sign of Musher from inside his remote hillside home. But Tolley declined to say whether he was killed by a bullet, saying the body's been sent to a state examiner to officially determine a cause of death. Details from police suggest Musher was in a state of mental decline. In the last few months, Tolley says APD had made four welfare checks to the residents on the advice of concerned neighbors.
Each time officers attempted to contact Musher, he would yell through his window that he was fine, alive, and would demand our officers to leave. In one of the cases, the neighbors told officers that it appeared that Musher was potentially experiencing some mental health issues.
One of the reasons the standoff lasted so long was the difficulty officers faced accessing the house. Tolley described both the yard and the residence as crowded with many, many items. A team eventually entered the house by using armored heavy equipment and finally located Musher's body.
It is not how we wanted this response to go. It is absolutely heartbreaking when these events result in a loss of life.
Because six officers discharged their weapons, the case is considered an officer-involved shooting and will be examined by the Office of Special Prosecutions, with all six officers currently placed on administrative leave. Tolley says the length and the intensity of the event has left many in the department strained.
This was a long ordeal, as well as a long week.
The standoff on the hillside was just one of three in the municipality since Monday. Another one played out simultaneously for much of Thursday, finally ending in surrender. Officials say they have no explanation for the cluster of events. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.